January the 2nd. Devote yourselves to prayer. Colossians 4, 2. It is interesting to note how large a portion of Holy Scripture is taken up with the subject of prayer. In furnishing examples, enforcing precepts, or pronouncing promises. We scarcely open the Bible before we read, "Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord." Genesis 4:26. Just as we are about to close the volume, the "Amen" of an earnest supplication meets our ear. Revelation 22:21. Instances are plentiful. We find a wrestling Jacob, a Daniel who prayed three times a day, and a David who called upon his God with all his heart. We see Elijah on the mountain, and Paul and Silas in the dungeon. We have multitudes of commands and myriads of promises. This teaches us the sacred importance and necessity of prayer. We can be certain that whatever God has made prominent in His Word, He intended to be conspicuous in our lives. If He has said much about prayer, it is because He knows we have much need of it. So deep are our necessities that we must not cease to pray until our earthly life is over. Do you need nothing? Then I am afraid you do not know your poverty. Do you have no mercy to ask from God? Then may the Lord's mercy show you your misery. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. Prayer is the chatter of the believing infant, the shout of the fighting believer, and the whispering of the dying saint falling asleep in Christ. It is the breath, the watchword, the comfort, the strength, and the honor of a Christian. If you are a child of God, you will seek your Father's face and live in your Father's love. Pray that this year you will be holy, humble, zealous, and patient. Pray that you will have closer communion with Christ and enter more often into the banquet hall of His love. Song of Solomon 2:4. Pray that you will be an example and a blessing to others, and that you will live more to the glory of your Master. The motto for this year must be, "Devote yourselves to prayer."